Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you for tuning in right now to High Praise Cathedral, located right here in Eastern Michigan, where Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Patton are pastors. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. And yes, we are glad in it. We just thank God for his many, many blessings. We just invite you all to listen to us today. We have a guest speaker with a powerful message. Great from.
I'm so grateful that you speak to me. Give me grace unspeakably. You show me love unconditionally. Send your only son to die for me. On that tree, Calvary, they watched him bleed. Down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so sorry about that. We having difficulty with the internet on today, so the song wasn't even supposed to play. I don't even know what that was. So we just want to say forgive us for that. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. We want to say God bless you all. You are now tuned in to the High Praise Cathedral, located right here in Inkster, Michigan, where Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Patton are pastors. We thank God for our guest speaker on today that you will be hearing in a little while, with bringing us a powerful message from the heavens. We want to give a shout out to all of Africa from A to Z, to all of the USA, every city and state, to Italy, to the UK, Hong Kong, China, Jamaica, all in the Caribbean, wherever around the world that you are listening to. We want to say God bless. This is Angel of Melody, also known as Angel on Deck, and we just invite you all to just be a part of this great program on today, live right here on Blog Talk Radio on the Angels of Melody. God bless you. We're going to take you into the service right now.
I'm going to take it off with another one of my biggest fans. Got a gift bag for the young lady. I was the only man there. I was the only man there. I said we were delivered to arrive, but he didn't never get there. He said he had to be in another affair. But I'm just so happy to have them put that affair on for the ladies of our churches. Let's give Sister Ruth a hand. She put on a beautiful affair last night. It was so good, it was so good. I'm going whether they want me to come next year. I'm anyway. They put on a little fashion show. My wife was the commentator. Sister Hatton was on the wire, y'all, last night. Y'all should have heard her. She was doing the fashion show, and I said, she was doing it so good and so prominent. I wanted to get up from the house, get away from the upper room. She was doing it so good, and I was just getting time. I want to go peek around those, sit down there and her. But I want to give my wife a round of applause for being one of the good commentators. That girl good. How do I know? 39 years. That girl good, amen. She could be my wife for another 39. Praise God. So we thank the Lord. We are now preparing our obedience. Malachi 3:10 is concerned. You all know what it says. First, it's actually a question. It answers a question. Can you answer the question, will a man rob God? Look at somebody and say, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't even try. He'll pull the rug off of my dear, take away everything he allowed you to have. Amen. God is blessing us with employment, jobs, and keeping us viable, keeping us with food on our table, sometimes extra. I'm not worried about Christmas because I've been celebrating Christmas ever since I've been alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. My wife loves to decorate the house at Christmas time. She just goes all out. Every year she just decorates everything, ribbons everywhere, trees, lights. I said, girl, when are you going to come out of that child and stay? She's like to have lights. There's lights everywhere. Oh, she wants lights. She's looking at the tree and I'm looking at her. You're lighting up the tree and you're lighting up me. I'm teaching the brothers something here right quick. I'm teaching the brothers how you got to keep it going on. She likes me every time. Praise the Lord. She's going to tell me, baby, don't do that. Don't do that in the public. Please don't do that in the public. I have to do this in the public because I can't do nothing else in the public. So I thank God for you. Even in the public. Praise the Lord. Now, don't let her mess y'all up. She showed me to watch me cut the time. I guess I have a right to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
We were getting our nails done yesterday, and a Chinese lady was doing my nails. She said, "Oh, you're nice. You're young. Your hands ain't young." I said, "Don't bring up to some hands. How old do you think I am?" She said, "You 40." She said, "I'm 40. I said, "Well, if I'm 40, my wife must be 30. She said, "Yes, she's 40. So I said, "Praise God. He does beautify the need for salvation. Amen. God can do if you can say, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, God can keep you looking young. You ain't drinking, you ain't smoking, you ain't doping, you ain't sin all night long. You just keep looking young. Look at somebody, I'm glad I'm saved. Saved by His power divine. Praise God. God is the best thing that ever happened to me. Get your tithing and your offering in your hand. I'm getting ready to pray. And we're going to watch God do some things for us that Santa Claus can't do. Amen. I think it was a young lady on television said she was standing by the chimney waiting for Santa Claus to come down. And when she looked up, he was in the living room with her. And she said, "Oh, he is a reality." He said, "I am a reality." Yes. And he fell out. Ooh. I said, "What are these commercials going to take us?" Santa Claus fainted in the middle of the living room. Now, how he going to deliver all them toys and him and us out and fainted in the living room? Now, I'll tell you something right there. Praise the Lord. So God can do for you what no one else can do. Can I get a witness? He has made a promise. One thing I preached some years ago about God. One thing, of all the things he did, created the heavens and the earth, trees, birds, bees, I went over everything in that sermon. But it's one thing he couldn't do. He couldn't lie. God is a God that will not lie. If God promised you to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, and shall I be moving up to receive, you can count on that. Help me out, look in the neighbor, so you can count on that. So what you need to do is be faithful in your giving today. Watch God bless you like never before. And I'm looking forward to the blessings and the testimonies that come. Let us pray. Every head bowed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I want every envelope anointed with a return to it. Every hand that gives, blessed to give again. Continue as they open their hands to you, that they receive in those hands that they open to you. We trust you. This is another act of our faith in your already said word. Bless this day, I pray, and bless this season. Let us understand and know you are truly the reason for this season. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands and say amen. Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Say amen. To the Lord, and we worship Him. All of our young people are dismissed now. Our children to go to children's church. While I'm speaking, parents, let your children be dismissed from this service and go to the lower level of our sanctuary where they can come together and worship and praise on their level. God is spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Oh, you guys have missed it again. You dropped the ball. You dropped the ball. I came from Asia to show you how they do it, and you heard it two or three times, but you can't remember it. And I'm going to try one more time. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to be doing every time I say that. You're supposed to respond back. We're happy today to see each of you who have come in this pre-Christmas season. And I'm here to tell you, as I was in California preparing to come back to be with you, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and says, you must show my people how I came about. Really, people don't really know the essences of the Christ and God's divine purpose. We know the golden text of the Bible, but then there's something that proceeds beyond that. The golden text of the Bible is St. John 3:16. Just about all of you know it, and all of you can recite it. But it's deeper than that. It's how God premeditatively put it together. For in two generations, God worked us into this place of salvation. 14 from Adam, or Abraham rather, to David. From David until the people of God went to exile in Babylon, and until they found Babylon to Jesus Christ. 42 generations. God took his time and put together this plan. That's what I like about God. Sometimes when my wife and I converse together, she says, maybe God is showing me that he has a plan. How many know God has a strategy? You cannot get in a hurry. You must wait. The scripture says, they that thank you for helping me out. On whom shall renew their strength? Tell them your deliverance is in the wait. Because y'all didn't say it. Look at the name of the neighbor. Your deliverance is in your wait. You ever heard that word called testimony? There is no testimony till ever tests. And witness the deliverance of God. God can bring you through like no one else. I wish I had some effort here. God can bring you out. Our sister who came by the way of Africa and said when she was incarcerated in Africa, the only thing she knew to say that kept people and they made even the whole jail say, don't say it no more. She had a testimony that all you got to say, Holy Ghost fire. The Holy Ghost fire. They said, don't say that. Don't say that no more. She had a testimony that one statement, do it your way, can bring you through. Holy Ghost fire. Today, as God would have it be, we have a young man here today. I've known since he was born. His mother and his father, they've already preceded him and gone on to glory. His father and I were very close. His mother and I worked hard in National Church for years. Needless to say, I would have a long story to tell you, but I'm not going to do that. But I want you to give your undivided attention to him today. I will say that his father was the longest-standing chairman of the Northern District Council in the history of the PAW. He's a chairman for this state for over 20 years. No chairman is supposed to serve over two terms, but he was so good at what he did, it was always kept in place. So today we have his son here. He once pastored in this city of Detroit. His son is here today, and I chose to have him come so we can kind of reconnect. He lives in Los Angeles now. His father pastored an outstanding church here in the city of Detroit, Gethsemane Apostolic Church of God. He's home, and I've asked him to come and address us today. I want you to receive him along with me, none other than Elder Alex Morris.
Somebody give me a praise in here. I want you to give God a praise of this place. That as I got represented, and we have represented the issue out of the house, I want to give you a praise of the institution that will pull your child in and can make a breakthrough in your life. Somebody give God a praise in here. Somebody give me a praise in this place. Thank you.
my brother, Brother Brian, Thomas, and Smart Catcher. It feels good to be home in Detroit. I love to be here. I'm sorry. If you could, you're not going to be long this morning. I want you to turn to the book of Ezra, chapter number 9. When you've been through some things, when you've been through a process, when your life has been turned upside down, so that God can be glory out of you, understand what you're going through, what you've been through was just horrible, of course. The book of Ezra, chapter number 9. Let's go down to verse number 8 when you have to say amen. Please stand with me for the reading of the word. The word of God reads in verse number 8 and 9. For those saints' grace have been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape us by coming out again. And it is a nail in his holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondsmen, I'm not what I used to be. Yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia. Tell somebody real quick, God, be ready to have mercy on my life. The next thing you eat, your 5 is going to act like 50. Your 50 like 5,000. Your 5,000 like 50,000. Your 50,000 like 100,000. Your 100,000 like 50. Tell somebody, God, be ready to show my money mercy. To get his revival, to settle the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. God, all of you and none of me, God, we glorify you today. Give us your power in this place, and we'll glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at somebody in the book and tell them it has to die. So God, we may see this in the Holy Ghost. It had to die so that I could live. The last 3-4 years for many of us have been years that go beyond just a simple verge of testing. But some of us have been through some hell in the last 3-4 years. Some of us found out that we were not the man. Some of us found out that we were not on top of the world as we thought we were. Some of us found out that there were some things that we were dealing with that we needed to get not just over, but we needed to let go. God allowed us to go through some things. And all the spirits want to understand that everything that we go through has not just been because of the tragedy, but something that we've gone through God. They're meant for us to go through. Whenever God allows you to go into certain circumstances and situations, it's not because God desires to hurt you, but many times God has to send you through something in order for you to understand who you really are. Many times we forget that we have forgotten who we are because of the things that are going on in our lives. We've allowed people, we've allowed circumstances to begin to control us and to cause us to reach for things that are outside of our normal character and natural thinking of who we are. But God will allow you to go through something sometimes just so that he can remind you of the anointing and the power and the foundation of who you really are. And it's amazing to me that it is time for the house of God. We have a mentality of microwave-type sections of my package at home. In other words, we want to go into a test on Monday, but I can do this as long as I'm out of it by Wednesday. But there are some things that you go through that cost, and it takes time for me to get out of you what I need. Sometimes God has to put you in an uncomfortable situation until you learn how to praise him, not because the situation is comfortable, but to praise God, because if you don't praise God, he just might lose your master. I have to be some reason to make a proposition, and I have to tell to me that you have to be careful how you talk to you in the house of God. Because many times you will make a statement, oh, you don't want to praise God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I can read. All the creatures. I want you to
show up is nothing. Tell your neighbor, anything the devil will roll with you this year, let it happen.
Come on, the greatest king.
And when you get it, start worshiping because you're about to see breakthroughs happen in the next 7 days. That's it, just keep moving. Come on. If somebody next to you, if you know they don't have a name, you should get it for something. Everybody in the house should be moving.
Praise the Lord, you all. You have heard a very powerful message on today, and we just thank you all for tuning in all over the world. Africa, we love you. USA, we love you. Everywhere around the world that has listened in, we just want to say God bless. Have a blessed Sunday. And also we want to send a reminder to you as well to listen in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. Have a blessed Sunday. Links will be posted for all to listen. God bless you. And us off will be playing there in Nigeria in My Maker featuring Tolu. Have a good one.
It's plain, not strange, yeah. And my homeboy, and it's your boy time. No. great, but never did could understand the depth when he said we are irreparable. To be justified, he was crucified to make us duly satisfied. Now for Christ, we're satisfied. I believe.
blind to see, and you'll make the lame to work. Our eyes have seen your glory, there is nothing too hard for God.
Lord, I believe. When you said it is finished, 'cause when you took away my sorrow, you took away my pain.